Hello, my name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Dan Ellis, who's Executive Director of Neighborhood Housing Services of Baltimore. And Dan's here today to tell us about all the things that NHS is doing in Baltimore to help us live better. So, Dan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks much. I interviewed, a predecessor of yours a long time ago, but I didn't want to give people the impression that NHS is not doing things in Baltimore, because you certainly have been doing a lot. For those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about NHS of Baltimore?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Bill. NHS has been around since 1974. Uh-huh. It began as an organization in southeast Baltimore around the Patterson Park area. It has done quite a bit of work over the years in a number of different areas. We focus primarily on helping people to acquire homes and to stay in their homes. So really, we're in the business, and have been throughout our history, of helping people achieve their dreams and to maintain those dreams. The organization, that's really what we do, is make sure that people who are interested in homeownership can achieve it, because it's really something most people can do.
That's great. What's your background and responsibilities?
So I came to this organization this is the third organization I've been the executive director of. I came to Baltimore back in 1998 helped start an organization through our church up in North Baltimore, and was the first executive director there for quite a few years. I then ran a chapter of Habitat for Humanity that worked in South Baltimore and Anne Arundel County, and was there for several years prior to Emerge with another chapter. And then came to NHS about 4.5 years ago now. And it's been a great ride since I've been there. Great organization.
That's great. I know that so you've really been on a lot of different sides of the housing issue. You've been now you're with a national organization with a local branch, and you've been with a lot of local organizations. So you know where the bones were buried, right?
Well, when you work in this field long enough, you get to know Baltimore's a small enough town that you get to know most of the people who work in the field, and you develop good respect and rapport with many of them. But my whole career has been focused on Baltimore, and primarily on Baltimore City.
Right. Where does NHS work in Baltimore City now?
So right now, NHS of Baltimore is a citywide agency. We work throughout the entire city, and also with Baltimore County. We've expanded into the county in the last several years. And so we can work with anyone in either of those jurisdictions.
Oh, wow. And I know that the reason why I asked that is because you used to focus on just a specific mm-hmm. neighborhood.
We did. The decision was made about 10 years ago to consolidate the organization into a centralized approach. We kept getting asked by more and more neighborhoods to bring the services to additional places.
Right.
And eventually you get to it, when you're successful, people want you to do that. But it got to a point where it didn't make sense to keep opening more and more and more offices. It made more sense to consolidate it, centralize it, and really run the organization on a citywide basis initially, and then it expanded into the county eventually as well. And that's been highly successful, and it's proven to be a good decision that's allowed us to work with a lot more neighborhoods and a lot more places.
Great. Let's talk more about your specific programs. You said that you help folks get the housing dream. How do you
sure.
do that?
So there's a number of ways that we do that. One of the ways is we do a homeownership education. Homeownership education is an 8-hour class, which people come in for and really learn about how do you buy a house. Because what we find is that most people, when they look to purchase a home, they don't know where to start. They don't know what to do. And so the class really does help people. They don't know where they can go to get help. There's incentive programs that are out there from the city or the state or the county that people can access, but they don't know how to access it. And one of the requirements is that they come in for a class, because it's been demonstrated that that is one of the best ways to be successful long-term in home ownership. And that statistically, that's been the research has shown that.
I guess because people need to learn about the different ways about not only the financial, but how to maintain and everything.
Absolutely. So you learn about the maintenance and the long term. You also, right. The other thing that we do, though, is then people come in and have a one-on-one appointment with a counselor. And that's really an opportunity to sit down and look at your situation. Mm-hmm. Everybody's not the same, and everybody's not a cookie cutter.
Right.
So what you can afford and what I can afford aren't necessarily the same thing, even if we have the exact same income.
Right.
It's really looking at it. So a counselor, when they sit down one-on-one with you or with me or whoever comes in, can look at their budget and really work through it and say, okay, if you have a $1,500 a month mortgage payment, what does that mean for your budget? If you have $1,000 of rent, do you have $500 a month left over that you could put into your mortgage? And asking those questions, because you may on paper be able to qualify for a mortgage, but we find that sometimes people get into homes and situations where they're just not prepared financially to be able to afford it and sustain it for the long term. And that's what a counselor will look at with people before they purchase. We also find there's people who aren't ready to buy. So you come in and we look at credit with our clients and you find that the credit isn't at a standard where you're going to be able to qualify for a mortgage, or your savings isn't in a place where you're going to be able to afford it. So a couple of years ago, we created a financial coaching program, which really comes alongside people and helps them prepare to purchase a home. So with their financial education, with make sure your credit's in order, make sure your debt is not too high, mm-hmm. to make sure that you have the savings that you need in order to purchase a home, because it's not something you can walk in and say, I want to buy a home. If you have no money in the bank, it's unlikely that you're going to be able to do that. And so the financial coaching program really helps people, and it's seen incredibly positive results over the last year and a half since we started the program.
Good. But could you give us a real life example so folks can relate to that a little bit?
Sure. So we had a gentleman who came in into our program. He's one of our first folks who came into the program, our fast track program, and he was struggling. He didn't really believe that he could buy a home. There's a lot of people out there who, you know, I want to buy a home, but they don't think it's possible for them. And he came into our financial coaching program. And what he did is he worked through the process, and it took about 3 months to really develop trust with the coach to say, I'm going to do what she's telling me to do or what he's telling me to do. And in his case, it was a she. And he developed trust with that coach. And once he started doing it, he came back and he said, you know what, when I do what you tell me, the results are my credit improves and I get more prepared. Because the coach has that training and that expertise. And after about 7 months in his case, his credit had gone up more than 60 points. So he was now at a point where he could purchase. He had saved money during that period. So he now had about $3,500 in the bank, which he could use. He was eligible for a number of the incentive. He was purchasing in the city. So he was eligible for a number of the city incentive programs. And we talked to him about what he'd be eligible for to get help. And he was able to purchase a home with his fiance and young daughter. And that was a story of he now says, I now have a stable place that allows my daughter to grow up knowing where she's going home every day.
Right.
And not having to worry about moving around or changing schools with his child it creates a huge impact on the whole family, even beyond the home and the wealth building that comes out of the home. It's generational on the transformative approach.
Yeah, I think we forget sometimes when we read about statistics about evictions or foreclosures or whatever, that there are real families behind this. It's disruptive to real families, and that they need to be considered, not just statistics, but as you've illustrated, they're real people with it affecting their lives in incredible ways.
Absolutely. And that's why we do what we do, because when people move to home ownership, it really does stabilize the whole family, and you get better outcomes in school for the children. You get more stability all the way around. And that's why the other side of our work is we also do foreclosure prevention work. So we have people who come in that their life situation has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe they went through a family situation change through a divorce or a death in the family, or their income has changed dramatically, whether through a job loss or change. And they're now in a situation which is more challenging for them. And so we're able to sit down with those folks and work with them and work with their lenders, because their lenders generally don't want to take people's homes.
Right.
They want to work with people to help them stay in their homes whenever it's sustainable. And so we work with the lenders, we work with the homeowners to try to identify ways that they can be successful in homeownership and remain there. And that has a tremendous tremendous impact on people's lives. The other thing that we do is, as far as keeping people in their homes, there's a lot of folks in our city who are aging. Our population statistically is getting older, and we're seeing that.
Yep.
And for many of those folks, there are improvements that need to be made to their home if they're going to remain in the homes.
Right.
And so we have we do rehab work. It's not age-based, but most of our clients are seniors who want to remain in their homes. But in order to do so, you've got to fix the porch, or you have to put the ramp in order to be able to access the home, or you need to be able to fix the roof or fix the furnace or, you know, other types of things.
Right.
And so we have a number of different programs that are designed to help people renovate their homes. There are programs, some of them we've been running for 40 years.
Wow.
And so it makes a huge difference, and we lend money to folks to make those improvements. And based on income, they can be, you know, all different types of payment structures or even deferred payments for some low-income folks. And we've lent out over $40 million since we started the program. So there's a lot of impact that's been achieved throughout those programs.
Wow. Thank you. How can someone get in touch with NHS?
So the best way to get in touch with us is either look at our website, which is nhsbaltimore.org. So that's the easiest way to find us, or they can call our office at 410-327-1200. So it's just 410-327-1200. And the best person to talk to, because I like giving a real person rather than just call a recording, is if you dial extension 104, you're going to get to a person named Sambo Hilton. So her name is Sambo Hilton. She's at extension 104, and she's great at helping people connect to the right services within the organization. She knows all the different people there, and she knows all the things that we do, and can answer your questions about different programs and help get you to someone who can help people get into the right places.
And she knows the people that are on coffee breaks, so you won't get a dead phone.
Exactly, or she'll say, I'll put you into their voicemail, but right. We always return our calls within 24 hours if someone leaves a message, so you're not going to get a no-response phone call. So if someone forgets the extension and dials zero, we will call you back if you don't get somebody.
Great. Yeah, NHS has a wonderful reputation for responsiveness and for helping. Mm-hmm. Helping folks in different ways to stay in their home, to repair their home, to avoid getting booted out of their home. And it's wonderful that you folks are providing these services. I know that it is something that if our folks at home want to help, mm-hmm. How can they help?
So there's several ways that people can get involved. As a nonprofit organization, we are governed by volunteers. So we have a volunteer board of directors, mm-hmm. and we have seven active committees within the organization that are staffed by volunteers that help direct and determine what we're going to be doing. So if someone's interested, they can absolutely call us. They can get involved. And it can be anything from the program work to helping us make connections and partnerships with others who may be in similar work that could refer people, or we could mm-hmm. refer people back mm-hmm. and forth. Just making those connections is incredibly valuable. And we rely on our volunteers to help us do that. And then we always appreciate the generosity of the community, which does sustain us and keep us going.
Great. And who can they call?
They can call our general number at 410-327-1200. If they talk to Sambo and they let her know I'm interested in this particular type of work, she'll get them to the right person, whether it's me or one of our senior staff members.
Great.
That gets them to the right person.
Wonderful. And a final question before we run out of time. Any charge for any of your services?
So we do charge for our home buyer education. We started doing that because the demand went through the roof, uh-huh. and we found that more people came when we started charging.
Right.
Because they found value. So we do charge for our classes, but we don't charge currently for our financial education or our financial coaching program. Mm-hmm. Our rehab program, they're loans, so they get repaid, but there's no application fees. And you can come in and find out about the program and see if it fits your situation, and that's all free.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for here. Neighborhood Beat. I want to thank our guest, Mr. Dan Ellis, who's Executive Director of Neighborhood Housing Services, for being our guest today. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thanks much.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.